This is Father Celery with this week's focus for Sunday, July 28th. Teach us to pray. Dear friends, imagine Warren Buffett teaching you how to pick stocks. Imagine Joe DiMaggio teaching you how to hit a curveball. Imagine Winston Churchill teaching you how to make a speech. Now imagine Jesus Christ teaching you how to pray. Wait a minute. You don't have to imagine it. Jesus teaches us to pray in this one unforgettable lesson. While the words of the Lord's Prayer in Luke's Gospel and in Matthew's account of the Sermon on the Mount are immortal, they're not the most important lesson that Jesus teaches us. More important than his words is his attitude. Jesus doesn't besiege the Father with petitions. He doesn't ask for miracles. He doesn't try to persuade the Father to see things his way. He does not attempt to impose his will. Rather, he teaches us to look for God's will in all things and to make ourselves open to that will. You and I don't pray to change God's mind. We pray to know it and to change our own hearts and minds to live in harmony with his love. The very first words of Christ's prayer, "Our Father," set the tone for our relationship with God. He doesn't try to overawe us with the grandeur of God. There are no theatrics in this gospel. God is our loving Father, not some kind of vainglorious Wizard of Oz. Our Father is an infinitely wise, caring, kindly, yet powerful parent. He loves us and wants us to love him. We're his beloved, and he delights in understanding and satisfying our very real needs. We praise God's name, but God doesn't need our praise. If you think about it, we do. We need to put voice to our total dependence on our loving Father. We need to remind ourselves of the order in the universe and what must be the order in our lives if we were to ever find peace. In praying for our daily bread, we ask for the physical and spiritual strength to do God's work in the world around us. And having given ourselves to God's will, we pray confidently that he will give us the grace to become instruments of that will, empowered to proclaim him, to forgive, to seek justice, to witness his love. In its form and in its content, Christian prayer is a masterpiece. The fact that it's delivered off the cuff in response to a random question is further proof of the divine inspiration of the author. But while the words are inspired, Christ has cautioned us that our prayer must not be spasmodic or formulaic. Our prayer should not be restricted to the rare and desperate Hail Mary passes to save the day. Our prayer should not be mindless, mumbled incantations to wring a list of goodies from an unwilling God. Our prayer is ultimately a conscious, constant awareness of God's presence in our lives. Jesus doesn't teach us to say the Lord's Prayer. My friend, he teaches us to live the Lord's Prayer. This has been Father Celery with this week's Focus. To learn more, follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.